Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This is Red Sox Review, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Cooper Boardman, on WEEI.
Into right field, Abreu back into his left. He's there, he makes the play, and the ball game is over. The Red Sox win the opener from the White Sox 3-1. Their game back above 500, and who knows, maybe a spark to start a fire.
Oh, who knows indeed. Alleluia. 5-game losing streak is over. You know, I've been coming on every night right around this time. We came on Monday. We came on Tuesday, on Wednesday. We had Thursday to rest. And Friday, I got a smile on my face. We all do. So welcome. Welcome to Red Sox Review. If you've made it this far with us all week long, you deserve a welcome. Hello, Cooper Boardman with you. We are live from Fenway Park once again. Nico Manganiello on the Swan Song, back in the flagship. And you, 617-779-7937. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937 is hot and alive as well. And shoot, you know, I was on the pregame show and I played this once. We just did it on the network postgame show and I played it once. I'm going to play this 9-second clip from Alex Cora one more time. Just one more time tonight.
We have to play well this weekend. We have to win the series. And I think sweeping the series is where it should be to be in contention on Monday.
I mean, again, and I play it over and over and over again because it is you rarely hear a major league manager be so blunt. Hey, this team on the other side is not very good. They're having a historically horrific season. Hey, we need to beat them 3 times if we want a chance to get into the playoffs. But it illustrates the bleak situation, but it illustrates the task at hand over the next 72 hours. You have no control over what's going on in Kansas City. And right now, Twins are down 4-0. You have a chance to be within 4.5 games of them by the time you wake up tomorrow if that score holds against the Royals. The Tigers and the Mariners are going on right now. It doesn't really matter. What really matters is, can you win 3 and wake up on Monday, not with a 50-plus percent chance of getting into the playoffs, but can you wake up on Monday alive? Well, I can tell you this. The Red Sox are going to wake up on Saturday not with a great chance of making the playoffs, not with a cakewalk to the end of September, but they're going to wake up alive tomorrow because they beat the White Sox 3-1. They beat the White Sox. They won. There you go. All right, 617-779-7937. I apologize if I sound like I'm about to like jump through the microphone here. It's been a long last 4 days. Nico knows what I'm talking about. And Nico, I mean, and Nico back inside the flagship tonight. Nico, I mean, it had to be a win. And, well, they got a win.
It had, against the White Sox, it had to be a win. I mean, this has to be a sweep for me to even feel like they have a chance. Has to be. Nothing yeah. less.
Yeah, no doubt. 617-779-7937. Let's start you off, and we'll get right to your phone calls. There have been a lot of people who have a lot to say over the last few days, but we will begin in beautiful Portsmouth. Liam, you are on the air. Welcome to Red Sox Review.
What's going on, Cooper?
Yeah, what's up, Liam?
It's nice to finally get a win. Unfortunately, it was only 3-1. We really need to use this series as the ignition to the rest of the year. You know, there were a couple of positives. You saw Devers hitting the ball again, which is good. Rafaela went deep. Hopefully he stays more controlled with his at-bats moving forward. But the rest of the lineup still is not awake. You know, Duran had an off night. That's fine. He's done plenty for us. But these bats, they have to wake up this series if we want to start thinking about getting back into this. Tomorrow won't be easy. We'll have 4 innings of a very good lefty, and we'll see how we play the game after that. But the pitching overall, you know, the pitching's holding up surprisingly compared to what it was a month ago. So it's time for the bats to get back to where they were if we want to start talking about a miracle.
No, I think that's right. And Liam, thank you for the call. I think that's a very reasonable assessment, right? To me, the next 48 hours are about the pitching. You know, you, Nick Pivetta tonight, and I'm not saying this like it's easy to throw 6 innings of 1-run ball against anybody in baseball because it's just not. But you looked at the matchup tonight. You looked at the fact that the White Sox OPS against 4-seam fastballs is 670. And it's 80 points below the league average. It's 670. And that's before you get into every other offensive number, which paints a very similar, completely and utterly horrific picture to their 2024 season. You know, but, you know, you felt like Pivetta could do that. You feel like Cooper Criswell tomorrow can do that. You feel like Brian Bayo on Sunday can do that. It will be the job of the right-handed hitters tomorrow against Garrett Crochet, not so much to dominate him, but to make him work and make sure that he is out after 4 innings and make sure that they're not in a position where they could ride him for a fifth where, you know, he can just kind of carve through you. You just need to make him work. He doesn't need to be the guy that you score a million runs on right now. And I thought the quality of at-bats got better tonight. You know, Jaron had an off night. You mentioned it. Rafi has 2 hits and hits some balls hard. Casas flies out deep to center and hits one at 106 on the ground. If you could get, and I feel like you've gotten, 15% Tristan Casas, and if last year, for the majority of the year, you were getting 90% Tristan Casas, right? I think you've probably gotten somewhere between 15 to 20% Tristan Casas over the last few weeks. Tonight, I think you got 30, if you'll hang on the metaphor with me for a little while. If you could get to 50% of him or 60%, I thought the swings tonight started to show that it's going to come around. Like, at some point, he's going to plant one in the bleachers. It changes the complexion of this offense. Completely. Connor Wong continues to look lost, and Manuel Valdez continues to have really good at-bats, and you got your lightning from Seydon Rafaela. We know what Seydon is, right? And you know, I know that he's somebody that, you know, has basically these peaks and valleys, right? And people want to say that the bat, you know, he's been in some kind of slump. This is kind of what he is, and I don't mean that as a shot. It's just kind of he's the kind of guy that is going to have a bad couple of weeks or a bad 3 weeks, and then is going to absolutely light the world of flame for the next week or 2 weeks. And, you know, we've seen this now, top of my head, 5 separate times where, like, it's just one big swing or one 8 RBI game or whatever it is, and it changes the complexion of who he is and where he is offensively. And hopefully tonight that hanging breaking ball that was left up to him that he puts over the monster to give the Red Sox a win in the bottom of the seventh inning, you know, is the first. And we'll find out together tomorrow if that's actually true. 617-779-7937. 617-779-7937. Text line at 37937. Cooper Boardman, Nico Manganiello with you. All right, let's go to AJ. AJ in Dover, you are on the air. Welcome again to Red Sox Review.
How's it going, Coop?
Not bad, AJ. What you got?
Not too much, man. I'm relieved we got a win because it was absolutely necessary, like everyone's saying. There's no way to walk out of Chicago without these three and feel good about our chances with less than 20 games left. We had a conversation last week about the expanded rosters and bringing up Christian Campbell and how they probably didn't want to do that and rushing his development. But on the same token, these guys are pushing at us that we are waiting on these guys, this top three, this farm system come up. And everyone that knows baseball knows that you supplement these players. So they're putting a lot of expectations on them. And I don't have confidence that they're going to supplement by spending in free agency even when these guys are up. I think that they're going to put a lot on their plate. And I really want to see this off-season where they spend money or else I just don't know how. I don't know how they're going to come up and have success without putting veterans and putting pitching in place in the starting rotation. I really would like to see Campbell up. I think it's crazy you guys are saying that there's juice to Trevor Story coming up. I'd rather take the young guy that's tearing up the league and went through three levels than trying to say that we should get excited about a guy that's been injured two out of the 3 years and coming back. You talk about Tristan Casas, and I think Trevor Story is going to give us nothing.
Yeah.
Our infield play is good, and it probably would be better with him in the lineup, but I don't think his bat's going to be anywhere near the level, and that's where we're sorely lacking right now.
Yeah, but at least it's a right-hand hitter, right? I mean, at least changes to me the complexion of the offense. I agree with you. I mean, I think it might be ugly, and I don't.
Yeah, Oscar Hernandez would look good in a Red Sox uniform right about now.
Oh, I don't know if I go that far.
One more thing. It's a real shame that we don't get to see one of our guys win Rookie of the Year. I know that Shadon has had his peaks and valleys, and these eggheads have war as the end-all, be-all, but playing half-and-half games at two premium positions, I think that Shadon should probably win Rookie of the Year for the AL this year.
Yeah, and I understand. AJ, I totally understand the idea of it, and thanks for the call. You know, Shadon, with what he's done, just as an aside here, you know, I'm not preaching to you in a way that you don't know, AJ, or anybody else who's actually watched the Red Sox all year long. And I know, you know, he's made some errors when you kind of just look at the numbers and whatever. But like, what he's done is so stupid, impossible. Like, to go from to do what he is doing at those positions are so hard. And again, they're the last group in baseball that you need to tell that the shortstop position is difficult is Red Sox fans. We all, you know, every Red Sox fan in the universe knows how difficult shortstop can be, and certainly there are plenty of players that have made it look difficult over the last few years. And so what he did there for what this team is amazing. The issue is offensively, and he's having a fine offensive year. You know, I hesitate sometimes to critique him offensively because he has so much on his defensive plate. First of all, and that's the most important thing he's done for this team. He's at 253 on the batting average, which, you know, is not doesn't tell the whole story, but he doesn't walk. And so the on-base percentage, because the batting average is so low, is .253. He's driven in 65. It's nice. That slugging number after tonight in a 15th home run is .407. And that's the number to me that, had it been just a little bit higher, he would have a much different conversation in terms of, you know, maybe where you know, where he is in the American League Rookie of the Year. Like, he's not a dominant offensive force the way that, you know, Colton Kowser was for a lot of the year. He's got some good counting stats, but, you know, again, 407 is a below league average slug. The league average slug last year, I think, was 414, something in that realm. And so but that's one side of it. The other side of it would say, Don, we'll get back to your calls in just a second. 617-779-7937, 617-779-7937. That doesn't mean the bat, it doesn't mean that the contract that he signed, 8 years for $50 million, is a negative. Basically, what they did with that contract is they basically said, for 8 years and $50 million, which is not a particularly high average annual value, we're going to guarantee that we have an all-star level defender in center field and somebody who can play, you know, a really, really good middle infield, maybe third base if we ever needed him to or whatever. And then if he hits even a little bit, that contract is worth it. That contract at a 689 OPS right now is already worth it. And if he can hit above that, if he can be an above league average OPS, let alone 750, 800 at some point, you're going to see him get the accolades that you're asking for, AJ. You're going to see him be an all-star, because what he's doing defensively is not normal. And so if he can give you anything offensively, anything, and I think that there's more in there from what we've seen. You're talking about a player that, you know, again, really, really changes you know, the way that we look at him and the way that the league looks at him. But I have a little bit of trouble looking at Colton Kowser, and I know Colton Kowser's not had the best of late, but, you know, you're talking about a 20 home run, .443 slug, and on base percentage, that's significantly higher. You know, you're talking about Luis Gil is in that conversation as well, odds-wise. I mean, the AL Rookie of the Year odds, just pull them up very, very quickly here. You know, coming into the night, it's Kowser, Austin Wells, Willy Abreu, and quote, you know, I think Willy Abreu is more deserving. Willy Abreu is quietly, you know, think about how bad the Red Sox offense has been. They've had two good hitters over the last 3 weeks. One has been Jaron Duran, obviously, who's an all-star, and two has been Willy Abreu. Willy Abreu is an .819 OPS with 30 doubles. I mean, he's having an amazing year. So, again, I didn't mean to, like, you know, I'm not putting Sadon down. He's done amazing things, but it just kind of, you know, that's how I see that. And I think, you know, even what Austin Wells has done in the second half is probably slightly more deserving. It doesn't discount what Sadon's done. All right, 617-7797-937, 617-7797-937. Cooper Boardman with you, Nico Manganiello, back inside the flagship. This is Red Sox Review live from Fenway Park, and we'll keep the phone lines going. Let's go to Robert in Springfield. Robert, welcome to Red Sox Review.
Oh, man, I'm happy we got a win.
Yeah, finally. Me too.
Oh, my goodness, man, I've been waiting. I mean,
I was wondering, you know, Robert, how are you? You know, you called in the other day, and you were mm-hmm. fired up. Then you called in the next day. Ooh. You were a little bit disconsolate. What do you feel tonight?
Now, this is what I want to ask you tonight.
Yeah.
Do you think this team is like, because I know, honestly, this team, the way I look at it and the hitters they got, it's not a bad lineup. But do you think this team is like one real good hitter away from being a dominant lineup? That's my question
yes.
for tonight. Thank
yeah,
you
that's my short answer is absolutely. And Robert, we've talked about this over the last few weeks, and I appreciate your call. Appreciate your thoughts as always. You know, the Teoscar Hernandez name, and this is a tired act of a conversation because he is not on the Red Sox. This is a conversation from February. He did not sign. He is a Los Angeles Dodger, and that is what it is, you know. But he went on the record, and, you know, basically said he wanted to be on the Red Sox. He was one of the two finalists that they had. He said Fenway Park was his favorite ballpark to play in, and you know, he didn't get that much money. And, you know, again, we're not in the room. I'm not one of those people that sits here and says they didn't pay him. That, you know, I don't know how it unfolded, and I'm not going to pretend like I do. He got a one-year, $23.5 million deal. It's pretty high AAV. It was one-year commitment, and on you go. And he deferred some of it as well, which is a, kind of a whole other thing that I don't really have time to get into here. But anyway, you know, and I look at this, Robert, in this lineup tonight, and you're talking about Duran, Devers, and I know O'Neal has had his nice moments, but Teoscar Hernandez, I mean, you're talking about, top of my head, like, and we did this the other night, like 27 home runs, something like that. You know, you're talking about 28, so he's hit one since, right? You know, a 28 home run guy in the middle of this lineup is a right-handed bat, and then, you know, Abreu, Yoshida, Casas, and what they all bring, the year that Wong has had, and so on and so forth. And I think the thing for me offensively is it doesn't feel like you need a lot. And I think that's kind of what you're talking about there, Robert. Like, it doesn't feel like there's some massive overhaul needed. Remember, Christian Campbell's coming. Remember, Roman Anthony is coming. Remember that, you know, Marcelo Meyer, if healthy, is coming. There's a lot internally in terms of quality offense that we believe will be here and be here, you know, in an imminent way. But you supplement that with one really good bat, and I'm not talking about going and paying Juan Soto when he becomes available. I'm talking about, you know, a player like Teoscar Hernandez, who is an upper echelon hitter in Major League Baseball, capable of having a big year like he's having right now, but is not, you know, a perennial all-star type superstar guy. And it feels like if you can just add one of those, you know, or a healthier version of Adam Duvall, or even a healthier version and the best top-end version of Tyler O'Neill. And to me, the reason why we keep coming back to Teoscar Hernandez in this conversation is because of the Red Sox links, but also because he fits so many bills in that regard. And for what he what they paid him and all of this, it would make a lot of sense. That is the place to me, Robert, as you look towards the future, somebody like that they are willing to go out and get, and I don't know the free agents top of my head in full, and I guess he's on a one-year deal, you know, that would make a lot of sense, you know, for somebody like that. You pay that person, and then you go pay for pitching. And, you know, the narrative from December and January and February and March all on was you have to go pay pitching. Well, it's been the narrative, you know, basically after the first month and a half of the season since, that you need you need someone front line, and that's the reality. Like, that's it, and you have to go pay for pitching. And I've said this again, and I will just repeat myself one more time from a few nights ago. You look around baseball; there are a few really good homegrown starters. The Mariners have some. But they went out and paid Luis Castillo. You know, you want to say, okay, well, they made Gilbert and they made Kirby and Wu and all these guys. Well, that's true, but they also traded for Luis Castillo and then signed him to a long-term deal because they understood the value of guaranteeing a frontline guy on top of everything they were developing. You look at what the Royals have done. Okay, yeah, they created Singer, right? Like, that's a great job with what they've done. Well, they went out and signed Lugo and then put him in the pitching development situation. They went out and signed Waka, and that's before we even talk about how they traded for Cole Reagans. I mean, you look at the Orioles. What did they need? They needed a starter. They have Grayson Rodriguez. Great. They decided he wasn't a one. He was a two. Maybe he's a three. What did they do? They went out and got Corbin Burns, and on and on and on. It's not that there's not value to developing your own pitchers. There's extraordinary value. You know this. I know this. We know this. The difference is you need to supplement it with external options. You know, the Houston Astros have done an outstanding job of this for a long time. When we talk about them being the dominant force in the American League in seven consecutive American League championship series, right? I mean, you're talking about a rotation right now where they, you know, think about the mishmash of their rotation. They have Spencer Arrighetti, right? Young guy, 23, 24 years old, right? Drafted. Developed, homegrown, you know, he's Tanner Houck, he's Cutter Crawford, and he's turned into a really good pitcher. Hunter Brown, same thing, 25, 26 years old, similar deal. Well, then they have Yusei Kikuchi, who they paid a premium for in the trade market, but traded for a guy that was okay for the Blue Jays. They identified what would be good with him, and they made him better. It is conceivably what the Red Sox were looking to do with James Paxton. It is not far off from what I think the Red Sox were looking to do with Lucas Giolito. All of that is great, and we can go through the rest. They have Fromber, Fromber Valdez, who, of course, is homegrown and has been wonderful for them and has probably turned into something even beyond what they thought, and maybe he is their version of Tanner Houck, but a Cy Young candidate and all of this. But then they paid Justin Verlander. You know, they went out and they got Justin Verlander. And I understand, it's a trade, right? So they, it's a little bit different because they had prospect capital, and so they sent, Drew Gilbert and some top five prospects and things. But, what the Astros had at their disposal at that time was significant prospect capital, and so they sent it along to the New York Mets to go get Justin Verlander. Red Sox don't have significant prospect capital. I think the players that are in the organization right now are really important to the organization, so you got to go pay those guys. You just have to. All right, 617-779-7937, 617-779-7937. Cooper Boardman with you. Nico Manganiello back inside the flagship as we take you up until 11 o'clock tonight on Red Sox Review. Alex Cora just spoke, so let's get you to the manager. Then we'll get back to your calls and texts right after that. But let's get you to the manager of the Boston Red Sox. His team got a big win. He said, "We need to sweep," to us on the pregame show earlier on today. And tonight they take the first step, 3-1 over the White Sox. Here's the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora.
Yeah, I got a pitch in the zone, put a good swing, but yeah, bad before. That was the game right there. Valdi, he's keeping good at bats. That's what he does, play good defense. Got the hit to right field, and there he kept fighting pitches until he walked. I think, the homer get the headlines, but the at-bat of the game was that one.
What you think of
He was good. Used his off-speed pitches a lot today. He got some swing and misses early on, got some strikeouts, but, we played good defense behind him and gave us a chance to win.
Is Kimmy down today?
Yes.
That just from 20 pitches or anything?
He was down, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. 96, 97, cutter, slider, throwing strikes. His last two have been very solid. Velocity's up and confidence is too.
I see him as somebody that could at one point close, right?
Wink?
Yeah.
I think, obviously in the future we have to decide who he is, but, I still believe he can be a lot stronger. He's a big dude, big frame. I think when he keeps, getting stronger, velocity is going to tick up, and then we have to decide what we're going to do. But his stuff the last two have been excellent, using that sinker, cutter. He has a bigger one, but I think against righty, it's living in the outside part of the plate, using both, it has helped him. His stuff was good last year. And like I said, hopefully in the next 21, we get hot bullpen-wise and we can do the things that we did today. Bernie was outstanding, too.
What did you see overall with that bats, man?
We won 3-1, man. Now, good changeup, overly aggressive in hitters counts, 2-0, a lot of rollovers, 3-0, fly ball, foul, right? And then he drove the ball to right center. That was good, but I think he did a good job using his changeup. It was a good one.
Alex Cora, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, to an abrupt end, but an end nonetheless. Tonight, post-game against the White Sox, 3-1 the final. You heard that there, too. Should not go without noting. Brennan Bernardino goes a scoreless eighth. Josh Winkowski a scoreless ninth. Zach Kelly a scoreless seventh. The bullpen, which has been much maligned and much complained about on this air, on these airwaves, on these phone lines, comes through in a very big way tonight and gives the Red Sox a win after the Seidon Rafaela home run again, 3-1 at Fenway Park. All right, I got to hit a break. Come back. We will take the rest of your phone calls, 617-7797-937. 617-7797-937. Text line open, too, at 37937. Back in a moment. It's Red Sox Review Live on WEEI.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Everything Boston Red Sox. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Infield in at the corners, one on, one out, tie game, and Sadon swings and drills one. Deep left field, back to the monster and gone! Sadon's got the clutch gene, and a two-run homer puts the Red Sox in front 3-1.
Yes, it did. Sadon Rafaela. Two-run home run, seventh inning. Friend Tyler Murray on the call, and the Red Sox with that would win the game 3-1 on, you could say at every moment, right? It's the biggest swing of the season. No question it is. So then tomorrow, the first at-bat that happens will be the biggest at-bat of the season, and so on and so forth. But we'll take it, and the Red Sox win again 3-1. Over the Chicago White Sox, they get it back above 500 to the Red Sox, 71-70, snap a five-game losing streak, and begin the series against the worst team in baseball the way it had to begin, with a victory. Cooper Boardman with you, Nico Manganiello back inside the flagship. We're live from Fenway Park once again on Red Sox Review, 617-7797-937, 617-7797-937. As the Red Sox, again, you know, this is where we are. You're just trying to basically live. And the Royals win tonight. That has just gone final in Kansas City. So you're up to the instant, American League wildcard standing sits as the Red Sox five games behind Minnesota for the third and final spot. I do think, and again, the guys were doing a very, very good job of not looking at the out-of-town scores today, and I think that that is probably a little bit more sane way of looking at it. But just my two cents, I think you would rather have a chance to catch Minnesota, because you're going to get 3 days or 3 games with Minnesota. You don't have any more against Kansas City. Text line at 37937. All right, let's go to it. And it's not very nice on the text line. Can't read that out loud. Red Sox were lucky to win the game against the worst team in baseball tonight. They have a big-time problem. Clean out most of the roster. I don't agree with you. Sorry. They're not the worst defensive team in baseball either. Don't agree with you. This is all just one text. I recognize it's not the best radio in the universe. Lucky to win a game against the worst team in baseball. I wouldn't say that. I mean, I would say that, you know, they pitched very well tonight. The bullpen did what they need to do. You know, this is an offense that's going through it right now. They're hitting a lot of ground balls. They're not hitting the balls hard. I mean, you know, that's the truth. And so, you know, and Davis Martin pitched well tonight, and you're going to get Crochet tomorrow, and he's going to pitch well tomorrow. You know, people want to say that you should be winning these games 10-0, and it would be nice, and I think at some point in this series, you're going to see a big inning. You know, you're going to see the 5-spot, the 6-spot, something like it, and it might not be tomorrow with Crochet out there, but maybe it's Sunday, you know, when you see Chris Flexen. But I do think that, you know, with this team right now, you know, you're in a spot where the pitching is going to have to keep them in games, and they're going to have to do enough offensively on a one big slugging swing to win. And then all of a sudden, it's like if you can get one tonight and then you can have two tomorrow, right? And then you could have three on Sunday. Well, then all of a sudden, you get to wake up on Monday with an offense feeling a little bit better about itself against one of the best parks to hit in baseball on average. And then Monday night, you see the Orioles and you see what happens. But, you know, again, I am painting a very rosy picture. That is a yellow brick road for this team. The reality is you can say what you want on the text line. You can be all mad and be frustrated tonight or whatever. I think that's a little bit of a loser mentality. You won a game tonight. Live with it. Let's not take it into like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. But let's enjoy the fact that they won a game and set it up for tomorrow. They have to do it again tomorrow. They have to do it again on Sunday. There's no more margin, right? You lost all your margin in New York and in Detroit. And, you know, and that's it. It's not that difficult. It's not that deep. All right, 3-1 the Red Sox win over the Chicago White Sox tonight. You heard the Sadon swing there. You heard Alex Cora a little bit earlier. Those came to you from the Nissan postgame show. You deserve a car that thrills you. And Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself and shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. Red Sox to 71-70. You know, I'll just finish this way as you set up these next couple of days. And you see Garrett Crochet tomorrow. And, you know, this is a very interesting deal, right? So Crochet, who was the favorite for American League Cy Young, he, you know, essentially says, and he was the top trade deadline candidate, probably know this. And he comes out through his agency and essentially says, I'm not going to I'm not going to pitch in the postseason for a team they trade me to unless they pay me big time money and give me long-term security blanket. Basically, I'm not going to put myself out there and risk, you know, future injury. He's had obviously a lot of injury problems over the last few years early in his major league career. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to have any trade value unless the team that wants to trade for me wants to sign me to a long-term deal. Well, that killed his trade value. I mean, there's really no question about it because he did not get moved as the top starter on the market. And so from that point on, and even a little bit before then, they started limiting his outings. He has not gone longer than 4 innings in any outing since the beginning of July. You know, he has not thrown more than 67 pitches in any outing since August 9th. He threw 57 last time out against the Mets, and he was great. He struck out 8 guys in 3 1/3 innings, but then was out of the game. And then their bullpen, which is the second worst bullpen in baseball behind the Colorado Rockies, has bulked to pick up. And so tomorrow, as you watch this game, we'll remind you of it on the pregame show, it is not about hitting Garrett Crochet, one of the toughest left-handers in all of baseball to hit against. It is about hitting against the guys that come after him. It is about getting him out of the game as soon as humanly possible. It is about striking out if that's what it takes to work long at bats. And I will be very, very, very interested in the lineup construction tomorrow for Alex Cora. I think it in, and again, every game from here on out is one of the biggest games of the year, if not the biggest game of the year. The question for Alex Cora is, do you set up your lineup left on left, you know, knowing that there is going to be a left-hander on the mound for less, you know, four innings or fewer, and then they're going to go to their bullpen? And so do you stack your lineup with these right-handers and Rev Snyder and Romy Gonzalez and so on and so forth? You know, or do you let your lefties eat out there and then you leave yourself pinch-hitting options late in the game if they decide to go to their left-handers? I think it's a fascinating managerial calculus. And for everyone that wanted to yell and scream about what happened on Sunday at taking Cooper Criswell out, and obviously the decision didn't work, they've since designated Rich Hill for assignment, that obviously was like kind of an obvious managerial, thing to yell about. Well, tomorrow, how he sets up this lineup is kind of in a similar vein. How do you do it, and how does it work out? These are the questions that we will be asking between now and 6:15 tomorrow night when we come on the air for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Talk to Mass Mutual today. Feel comfortable about tomorrow, 7:15. The Red Sox will wake up tomorrow needing to win again. That's it for us tonight. A big thanks to Nico Manganiello, not only for tonight, but for his outstanding work throughout his whole time here. It's my last show with him. So, Nico, thank you to you. That's it for us from Fenway. Red Sox win. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's been Red Sox Review right here on WEEI.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.